You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Welcome to the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
All right, let's bring in one of the smartest guys on the political scene. He's a Democrat. You've seen him before on the No Spin News, Doug Schoen. He's got a new book coming out called Four Presidents, Kennedy, Nixon, Biden, Trump, Leaders Who Changed History in Changing Times. So you can pre-order that book now anywhere. So where am I making mistakes, Doug? Am I going wrong here somewhere?
What I think with January 6th, where Trump has some additional liability, is the whole process of certifying the result. I think that the charge that I thought, Bill, on January 6th was the whole notion of what Trump was asking Pence to do and Pence refused to do. I think that charge is also a serious one. I worry, though, I must tell you, I worry about the Georgia prosecution for the reasons you do. The idea of using a RICO statute against a president and 18 other people, however misguided they may well have been, what this says for our democracy, and you made this point, Bill, and it's the point that to me is most important. If this goes forward in the way that it could, our democracy could be finished. It could be irrevocably changed. That's my greatest concern.
Yeah, and that's everybody. Charlie said the same thing. Anybody who loves their country and is not a partisan, you know, crazy person knows the danger that this will lead to. But I'm gonna challenge you on the January 6th thing.
Sure.
That whole case by Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, is predicated on Trump knowing the election was lost and doing it anyway. That's what the charges are predicated on. Okay. Pence is not going to say that. I thought he might. But in a television interview over the weekend, he was asked point blank on NBC, the White House tell you to do this? And he goes, no, I don't remember that. So if Pence goes in and says, hey, Trump got bad legal advice from John Eastman, and he really believed that the Constitution allowed me, the vice president, to stay the electoral vote count, then that's Trump's opinion. It's not a criminal act.
Yeah, I'm not sure Pence will go that far, but you could well be right, Bill. We shall see. This is one of those issues that not in short order, but eventually we'll see whether I'm right or you're right.
Okay. So advancing the story now, I think it would be safe to say that most Americans, after these four indictments in different places, are thoroughly confused. They don't know what's happening. They don't understand the alternate electoral vote people. They don't know all they know is that whatever side they're on, okay, is right. They don't know anything else about it. And, I just see the destruction of discourse, of debate, of different points of view, all blowing right up in front of our faces now.
Well, that's exactly right. We live in a country of two narratives, the Democratic Party narrative and the Trump narrative of election fraud and malfeasance and the like. And the idea that these two universes can peacefully coexist, given what's happening now, is less and less likely, and more likely what you're saying, Jonathan Turley saying, and what I've just said could well be the result, which, by the way, has implications for our economy and for our foreign policy.
So now I think Trump is strengthened in a short term.
Sure.
Nobody knows what's going to happen in a year. Nobody. But he's strengthened because the MAGA people, they're going to go out and vote for him. They don't care what he did.
Correct.
They're right there. And a lot of the independents, the smarter ones, are saying, you know, this. And when you compare it to the Biden treatment from the Justice Department, the independents are going, we don't like this corruption. We don't like this. So even though we don't like Trump, we're not voting for the other side. And that helps Trump as well.
It does, and it also helps Trump in the primary, because the Republicans and those Republican-leaning independents say, we may not be comfortable with Trump, we may not want him, but the way he's been treated is so outrageous, we're going to vote for him just because we think this is all a raw deal. So I think there's
there's one more factor. The people voting for Trump now know that if Trump wins, he's going to get the bad guys, going to come after the bad guys. Yeah.
Well, that's the other side of this that you haven't mentioned, is when you compare the way Trump's been treated now with four indictments to the kid gloves for Hunter Biden and potentially Joe Biden, we just don't know. It's two narratives that are very hard as a fair thinking person to reconcile. I mean, and picking as a special prosecutor, which I think was overdue, the guy who had the case for 5 years, that didn't make a lot of sense to me.
It's insane. Merrick Garland now, you know, is downgraded about 10 points in my estimation. I don't even think he's a smart man. I don't even think he's smart. Because that, it just signals, look, we're doing it because we don't want Weiss testify in front of the congressional committees. That's why we're doing this. And Weiss booted this whole thing top to bottom. Couldn't have done a worse job, but we're going to give him more power to do an even worse job. I mean, even the dimmest Americans are going to go, what is going on?
Well, the judge in the Hunter Biden case made it clear what his real exposure is.
Yeah, sure. Right.
The FARA violation, which sent Paul Manafort to jail. It seems to me like it's a prima facie violation by Hunter Biden of that statute.
Absolutely. And we're going to get to that statute you mentioned. Last word, last question. I can't predict this. And you know me, I'm a big mouth, a bloviator. I have no blanking idea what's going to happen in the next 6 months. I believe Biden's going to be out of office by Christmas, but I can't back that up at all, other than watch his deterioration. And I do know this to be fact, that once September and October roll around, those Republicans in the congressional committees are just going to launch everything they have, spurred on by Fannie Willis and her pals going after Trump. Last word.
I think we're in uncharted waters, Bill. I think for three reasons, Biden could not be the candidate, could be Hunter Biden, could be issues of mental competence, and it could be poll numbers. I also think there's the possibility, given these indictments and how unprecedented it is, that for some reason that we don't know today, Trump could well not be the candidate. I think he more likely than not will be. But this is a world of banana republics. This is not a world of the world's greatest, most stable, free democracy. I am profoundly disquieted and saddened today, as I think most Americans should be.
All right, Doug, thanks again. The book, upcoming book, is Four Presidents, Kennedy, Nixon, Biden, Trump, Leaders Who Changed History and Changing Times. So everybody should pre-order that book. I mean, obviously, you want to get ahead of this deal. Thanks again, Doug. We really appreciate it. Right.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
You're listening to the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
All right, let's bring in Brett Tomlin. He's a smart guy. You know him. We've used him many times. Former prosecutor, federal level in Utah. Comes to us from Salt Lake City. So I assume you went into public service, to law school and everything, and worked hard to bring justice to the people of Utah and the United States. I assume that's what motivated you. We could have made a lot more money in the private sector, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So now, in my opinion, the justice system has been co-opted by politicians who are trying to destroy each other using the justice system, and at this point succeeding. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And, you know, I had a conversation with a former U.S. attorney friend of mine, great gentleman out of Texas. We're politically on opposite sides. And he confided in me that, you know, he never thought he would see the day in which the Department of Justice was so outwardly political and making decisions that, on its very face, just the cases against Trump, he can't stand Donald Trump. But he looks at these cases and says, I never thought in my lifetime I'd see these kinds of cases being brought by the Department of Justice. And he said he doesn't agree with it. And he thinks it's the beginning of a chapter in which the Department of Justice does this routinely.
And you concur with that analysis?
I do, although I'm still hopeful. I'm hopeful that somebody in charge of the Justice Department who cleans house and who has some thoughtfulness. You know, I listened to your introduction on John Marshall. I didn't know that they were cousins, but it reminded me of what we need in the Department of Justice, someone that has vision and thoughtfulness and understands, you know, the larger picture of the purpose of the Department of Justice and the danger of utilizing it politically.
Now, Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, doesn't seem to be that man, in my opinion. I think he's doing what he's told to do. Am I wrong?
No, I think he is exactly the man that Merrick Garland knew he would be able to task with coordinating And I say coordinating because it is pretty apparent that there's a coordination, and it's twofold. It's a coordination with state prosecutors and then a coordination on protecting the Biden family. And that's their twofold mission. And I think Jack Smith is the perfect guy to run one side of it.
Yeah, he's not. Jack Smith's not involved with the Bidens at all. And I don't want to do the whataboutism here today. I'm going to handle Biden as developments break. But back to this Trump prosecution. Would you cede that Donald Trump handled some of these things poorly?
Yeah, I would cede that Donald Trump would be an absolute nightmare client in a lot of ways. And that is, you know, he is on a mission himself. But yet I back up, Bill, and I think about the founders of our Constitution. And one thing they definitely consciously did, they did not prohibit an individual running for president of the United States with a felony. I think they did that knowing that there could be, you know, an effort by those in political power to eliminate political opponents utilizing the criminal law. And so, you know, larger picture, I don't blame him for fighting as hard as he is fighting. I think you're right that there should be some thoughtfulness in his response to the each individual case, and some are stronger than others. But that fight is worth it. And who knows, he may be running for president and may win with a felony.
Yeah, and people don't understand that Donald Trump, as a former president, would never be sentenced to prison. That would not happen. If he were convicted, say, in Georgia, where there's a mandatory jail sentence, he would be in home confinement or some situation like that. But it still, it takes him off the board, and it creates so much chaos in our political system that with a weak Democratic candidate, Joe Biden, you don't get weaker than that. He's going into the election 2024, the weakest Democratic candidate in the past 150 years. Maybe Andrew Johnson was weaker, the guy who took over after Lincoln, who was drunk most of the time.
Yeah,
But Biden is so weak. And so the only thing that Democrats have to save themselves is to just make Trump the center of attention in a negative way, which they're succeeding in doing. Now, this is an unfair question to you, but I don't know what percentage of the American people understand the bigger picture here, that if this succeeds, everybody who runs for office from now on is the subject or could be the subject of some corrupt prosecutor trying to take them out on a trumped up charge, pardon the pun. I don't know if people get the big picture there.
Yeah, I have friends that have historically said, you know, that Republicans should not fight fire with fire. They should take the high road. And they're switching their position on that. They're saying we have no choice but to actually engage in this, you know, reprehensible use of the criminal law. And I see that, Bill, and I see that your voice, my voice, many other voices out there are trying to be, you know, thoughtfully analyzing facts and the law, and the thoughtfulness is no longer, you know, the reasonable approach to our criminal justice system anymore.
Well,
and that level of analysis is gone.
The problem here is that most Americans are confused about the whole thing. They don't know what fake electoral people are. They don't know. And I'm not scorning them for not knowing. This is complicated stuff. A lot of it's complicated. And the conservative media concentrates on ideology here and party stuff, all right, whereby they're not basically clarifying the overall danger so much as saying, well, it's Biden's fault or it's Obama's fault or it's the Democratic machine or whatever. The understanding level of the Americans in this entire Trump case, I think, is very low. Last word.
Yeah, I think you're so right on. And I'm really encouraged. You know, I'm hopeful that your voice, my voice, others out there are going to instill some wisdom and thoughtfulness. You know, the civil law is entirely capable of handling all of the election challenges, of handling, you know, wrongful allegations and all of the outrageousness that we saw that came, you know, quite candidly from Trump, from Hillary Clinton before, and then all the way back to Bush v. Gore. We saw that our civil, you know, legal system all the way to the Supreme Court could handle all of this and would have shut it all down. But I think the Democrats realized very quickly that with such a weak candidate, as you indicated, their only hope is to utilize the criminal law to shut down, you know, the voices they don't like.
And they have a willing accomplice in Merrick Garland. I mean, a guy who's going to basically across the board. He'll go down in history as one of the worst attorney generals ever. There's no doubt in my mind.
That's exactly right.
All right, Brett, thanks very much. We appreciate it. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here's a gem from the No Spin News Vault.
So I cast around for a very smart economics guy. And frighteningly, the man who popped into my mind is joining us now from New Jersey. You may know him. His name is Lou Dobbs, and he is the host of the great America Show with Lou Dobbs. It's a podcast on loudobbs.com. So is it really great, this podcast, Dobbs? Is it really great?
Those are the words I use all the time, so it must be true. It's really great, and okay. It's great to be with you, Bill.
Nice to see you again, Lou. You're okay. You look good. As good as you can look. I mean, you know.
Well, there are limits.
Yes. But you're doing well, and I'm happy to have you on the No Spin News. And I want to talk some economics, and then we'll talk some media. So should the government be worried that there's 10 million vacant jobs, or does it matter?
Well, not to the government. The government right now can't do much more. I mean, think about where we are. We've got $8.5 trillion on the balance sheet of the Fed. We've got a deficit that's over $1 billion this year. We're going to have another approaching
Isn't it over $1 trillion deficit or billion? Is it a B or a T?
Did I say billion? I meant trillion. Yeah. Okay. And we're looking at $2 trillion for the next year and a half as well. We're on our way, as you pointed out, to $33 trillion in debt on an economy that is, by the way, that'll make us larger than our economy and our debt. And it's as you said, unsustainable. And there's no secret about it. Even Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, has to be able to convey that reality to Joe Biden, but apparently he wants $5 trillion worth of infrastructure.
We're going to spend more money. Okay. But I'm writing about the folks now. So you got $10 trillion, so anybody who wants to work can work. Wages are rising very, very fast, right? $1.33 in 1 year on average, the average wage is $31 an hour, which is pretty damn good. All right.
That's right.
So wages are doing well. And that's what the Biden administration is pointing to. The economy is go, 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 go. Now, they don't talk a lot about inflation that eats up most of the wages. But how do you balance that?
The balance and point of fact right now is in favor of labor without question. And by the way, it's overdue. We went through 25 years, Bill, in this country where wages were stagnant. 25 years for the middle class and those immediately trying to work into the middle class. And we are looking at a solution to a huge problem. And that is a lack of equity in our income for wages primarily in the workforce. And that is working through. This is an economy, a market that's actually doing what it should. Now, there has to be a point at which we get to equilibrium, as the economists like to call it. Where is that? Is that a year from now, 2 years? But meanwhile, we have another issue, which is the senior citizens in this country who are living in part on their Social Security, who have investments that are being depreciated because of high inflation. So that too is going to have to be watched. But the truth is there's not much we can do, our Fed, our Treasury Department, or the Congress, because we're now caught in an inflation trap.
How would Lou Dobbs solve inflation, or at least bring it down?
Well, the first thing to do is to get the Fed to throttle back a bit. They're saying they're going to do it for interest rate hikes, but the fact is that that'll result in a lot of people being dislocated. Jobs will be fewer rather than animated and vigorous and growing, which is where we really do want the economy. The difficulty here is coming up with something that doesn't hurt the American working man and woman and their families. And that should be the first priority for Biden, but it isn't.
No, because they don't understand economics. Now, when I was out on the road with Donald Trump on the history tour, you may have heard about it.
I did.
He said that the inflation was ignited as soon as Biden attacked the fossil fuel industry and lessened how much energy we harvested in America. As soon as that happened, all prices went up. So it seems to me if you reinstituted what you had under Trump in a free flow of fossil fuels, so there was plenty of energy in America, that would bring inflation down drastically. Or am I wrong?
Well, you're partially right, is the way I'd prefer to put it. Not partially wrong, partially right. Inflation is caused by higher prices across the board. Energy affects 55% of the economy. When those prices rise, as they have, they're going to have broad influence. But just simply reducing energy prices, while a good idea, and I would be all for that, it's not going to solve the problem because it's fundamentally a monetary problem. It is fundamentally too much money in the system and primarily in the financial markets right now.
And that's because the government printed too much money.
Exactly.
To be honest, the Trump administration spent an enormous amount of money. He says he had to rebuild the military on. Okay.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
So what about the media, Dobbs? I mean, you and I have been around probably since the War of 1812, so we've seen the evolution of the media in America. And I think it's low ebb. that it's ever been. I can't depend on any information coming out of cable or network news. It's all ideological driven now. Mm-hmm. You don't get, I mean, even 60 Minutes that I used to watch, I don't watch it anymore because I don't trust it anymore. How do you see the thing?
Yeah, by the way, 60 Minutes, I haven't trusted for a very long time. And you're right about the media. And this is a statistic that is an approximation. But of the six primary sources of information in this country, they're owned by corporations, vast corporations, Comcast, NBC, AT&T, CNN, Jeff Bezos, The Washington Post, and the list goes on. It is a huge corporate oligopoly. And that means very simply that the news that is coming out is exactly what's decided upon in those boardrooms. No one should kid around about it.
That didn't used to happen. When you and I were at Fox, nobody ever told me what to do or what to say or to spin something this way. I didn't go to any of their dopey meetings. They had the meeting every morning. I'd never go. I didn't care what they were doing or saying.
I didn't even know about the meetings.
Well, they don't like you, or they didn't like you, so they didn't want
you. Well, I think they've made that clear.
Well, there were donuts or whatever. But anyway, now you're right, and you miss Disney. They're the worst, Disney.
So ABC News.
They're basically telling their commentators and reporters what to do. And if you don't do it, then you're doing a podcast. I mean, that's pretty much it, right?
ABC News famously spiked the Epstein, the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, for crying out loud. It goes on and on, and it happens in every one of those corporate news organizations. And they try to pretend now that they're not something quite different than the way you and I worked and lived in those environments. This is really corporate America and oligarchs driving news content and deciding what people will know.
Right, and Americans don't know now what to believe or anything like that. Final question. Do you do the podcast? How often do you do it?
We're doing it four times a week, and we will be going to five, I think, within the next 2 weeks.
All right. So if people want to watch it, it's loudobbs.com, right? That's where they go?
And the Great America Show on podcast platforms everywhere.
Okay, so I want everybody to sample the Great America Show with Lou Dobbs and then write to me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, and tell me if it's great, okay? So I'll form my own opinion on its greatness, but I want
you're
the folks to
You're going to form your own opinion?
Yeah.
You're going to form
I know,
your
that's
own opinion?
That's a shock, isn't it?
You've
but
gone radical.
What I'm going to do is when the people watch your podcast and then they critique it to me, I'm bringing you back and reading you the critiques.
Oh, that's going to be, I'll be bathing in that, your plaudits. And,
All right, loudobbs.com. Good to see you, Lou. I'm glad you're doing well. Thanks for helping us out.
Thank you for listening to the No Spin News Weekend Edition. To watch the full episodes of the No Spin News, visit BillOReilly.com and sign up to become a premium or concierge member. That's BillOReilly.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.